What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she expected the trauma room to be empty, and instead she found herself staring at a man who didn't seem entirely solid and who appeared just as confused by the situation as she was.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you for listening. You know, we really would love it if you would share your real ghost stories with us, because if you're listening, chances are you have one. If you want to call it in, call 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com, and you could become a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's with us today.
I am. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. So I wanted to tell you a little something. So the other day, we were talking about it in the previous episode. I had the hip replacement, and recovery's been pretty tough. And my old roommate, John, came over. And it was funny because I didn't hear him at the front door. I looked out, and I'm like, there's a man on my porch. And I'm like, oh, wait, I know him. So went out, and we were sitting on my front porch talking. I lived with John for a long, long time. So my dog, Buddy, who I had until he was almost 17. He and I lived with John for the first 14 years of Buddy's life. So Buddy and John were very close. So I've told this story before when Buddy passed, how I got that hummingbird that flew up and was looking at me. I asked for a sign and that happened. Mm-hmm. So John and I are sitting on the front porch and a hummingbird flew up and looked at both of us. And John looks at me and he goes, that's Buddy. And I'm like, oh my God, I think you might be right. Because at that point I had been really, really sick, not feeling good. And I was kind of starting to come out of it and feel better. And I was like, the bird just flew right up about 3 feet away from us, just hovered and then flew off.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
John was like, I have never seen a hummingbird up close. That was incredible. That had to have been Buddy. And I thought that was so interesting that it happened with the two of us right there.
Yeah.
Talking on the porch because, you know, Buddy, that was, John was his person too for a long time.
Right.
And he helped me raise that dog. And so it was just pretty incredible to get that little
awesome
sign. It was sort of like, I also felt like I'd been through a lot and It's like, okay, you've got this sort of feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So isn't that something?
That's awesome. I love that.
I know. It was like, of course, you know me, I immediately started crying. But it was so profound that John even texted me about it later. Like, I can't believe that happened. And I'm like, I can't either. That was crazy. So it was really, really cool.
That was a really awesome.
Cool thing. So we have got our first story today is a phone call, but this is one of those hospital ghost stories.
Ooh, those are always good.
You know, I just find it so interesting that because, you know, especially like an older hospital, like the hospital I stayed at did not feel haunted whatsoever. It's a surgical center. It's not a full-on hospital. There might have been 5 or 7 people spending the night there recovering from surgery. But it's like, you know, with the actual hospital, I just think it's so different.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the conversation in just a second. Everybody is talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean. And the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com. And enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. That's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com. Now back to the conversation.
And so this is an interesting story, so let's go ahead and give it a listen.
This is Autumn. Just wanted to call in and give you a small story from my experiences as an ER nurse for the past 15 years. As you can imagine, I've seen just about anything that you can't imagine, and a few strange things. Being an ER nurse, death is unfortunately an everyday part of my life. So I'm used to it. I don't know if that's the best thing to say, but here is a short, tiny story of the strange things that I can't even say that I saw. One night, as you can imagine, working in the ER, I work night shift, which makes it even stranger sometimes. I was standing at the nurse's station, and I just started to feel strange. And I thought, maybe I'm just tired, been working a lot. I kind of glanced up into one of the rooms that we call the trauma bay, and I noticed a very confused-looking man. But then I noticed that this man wasn't quite solid. He had an almost pixelated look to him. And I kind of shook my head and blinked my eyes, and I looked away and I looked back, and he was still there. And he had sort of a confused look on his face as he looked to the left and then kind of looked to the right. And even as I'm remembering this story, I can still see that man's face. Even it was like a digital pixelated, that's the best I can describe it. And I still don't know if I really saw it, but I can see it in my mind to this day. I looked away, and when I looked back the second time, he was gone. And the nurse that was sitting down next to me kind of said, "Are you okay? You look strange." And at that point, I had said, "You're not going to believe this, but I just think I saw something." And she said to me, "Oh, yeah, we see things in there all the time." So I hope that you enjoyed that story. I really enjoy your show. It helps me on my way home from a very long 12-hour night shift in the ER every morning. So keep up the good work.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, my gosh. That, you know, it, but it doesn't really surprise me.
Yeah.
That she would kind of tap into somebody that probably was confused as to where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, because, well, and, you know, when you think about an ER, there are people who pass who it's so sudden, it's so unexpected.
Right.
That couldn't you be there and be kind of confused? Like, what happened to me?
Yeah, like I was just fine. And then, you know, the an accident of some sort happened. And now I don't, what am I supposed to be doing? You know, caught kind of between things.
I hope, you know, that's an interesting thing because you hear about the white light. You know, you hear these stories where people are like, it was so comfortable and I just went with it. But then you hear these stories like, I'm confused. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Where am I going? What am I doing? I don't know. I don't want to be one of those people. Like, I'd rather be like, it was warm and comforting and I felt very good there and safe. That's what I want to go to.
I'm hoping that happened immediately after this.
Yeah, because maybe there's like, because what's time, number one? It could be an hour. Right. It could be 10 days. It would be the same. There would be no time.
Yeah. And maybe it was happening somewhere in the, you know, in the area of that, at that moment, like he was just, you know, leaving his body.
Or maybe it had happened in the trauma room earlier in the day or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we've heard similar stories to that one with it being at the ER.
Mm-hmm.
The room was empty. Then they saw something there. I find that fascinating. Ooh, because that's kind of a common ER ghost story.
Yeah.
Because we've definitely heard very similar stories before.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I found that interesting.
Ooh, yeah.
So here's our next story. It says, hey guys, this is Justin. I grew up in Southern Pennsylvania. And when I was younger, there was this back road everybody talked about. Every town seems to have one, the kind of road older kids tell stories about to scare you when you're in high school. Most of the stories were probably nonsense, honestly, but there was an old stone foundation sitting back off the road a little bit. And depending on who you asked, people claimed it used to be an old house where somebody died, or a farm that burned down, or something along those lines. I heard about 10 different versions growing up. The road itself was creepy enough, even without the stories. It was a narrow dirt road, woods on both sides, barely enough room for two cars to pass. During the day, it looked like any other back road in Pennsylvania, but at night, it felt completely different. One summer night, when I was around 19, me and three friends ended up out there after getting food because one of them had never been there before. At first, it was exactly what you'd expect. We were all joking around, trying to scare each other, acting tough. We pulled off near the old stone ruins, shut the car off for a while. Once the headlights went off, it was very dark. The only real light was a moonlight through the trees and a glow from inside the car. One of my buddies got out first, walked toward the stone foundation with his phone flashlight, while the rest of us stayed near the car making fun of him. I remembered how quiet it was more than anything. And at one point, one of my friends stopped talking in the middle of a sentence and asked, "Do you guys see somebody over there?" At first, I honestly thought he was messing with us, so I looked over toward the pine trees past the old foundation and saw somebody standing there. Wasn't close enough to make out details clearly, but definitely it was a man. He was not coming toward us or trying to hide or anything. He was just standing there near the edge of the woods watching us. I remember trying to tell myself it was probably somebody who lived nearby because houses are scattered all over out there, even if you can't always see them from the road. But the longer we stood there, the stranger it started to feel. Nobody waved, nobody said anything, he didn't move. Then one of my friends finally said, "That guy is kind of freaking me out." And honestly, I think we were all relieved somebody finally admitted it because the whole mood had changed by then. Normally, at that age, one of us would have yelled something stupid or tried to act brave, but none of us wanted to get any closer to him. We were just slowly starting to back toward the car without really discussing it, and the entire time, the guy stayed exactly where he was. That's the part that bothered me a lot. If somebody catches a group of teenagers hanging around near their property late at night, usually they react somehow. They wave you off. They yell at you. They walk toward you. Something. They don't just stand there and look at you. So once we got back inside the car, nobody shut up right away like in horror movies or anything. It was kind of opposite. Everybody started talking over each other, trying to explain him away. Our one friend said maybe he was just somebody walking through the woods. Somebody else joked the whole thing felt like the start of a slasher movie. Finally, my friend started the car and turned us around on the narrow road. As I pulled away, I looked back through the rear window and the guy was still there. Same spot, still standing there watching the car leave. I know this story probably sounds pretty simple compared to some of the crazy things people experience, but the reason it stuck with me is because of how uneasy it made us all feel. It wasn't like seeing a shadow person or hearing voices or anything obviously paranormal. It was more the feeling that something about the whole situation wasn't right. Maybe it was some local guy just standing near the woods and we worked ourselves up because all the stories attached to the road. That is possible. But sitting there in that car watching him stand there without moving while we drove away, it honestly felt like we were someplace we weren't supposed to be. Love the show, guys. Thanks for reading this. If it makes it on the air, Justin. I get that. It's interesting because I think it really does boil down to a feeling that you get. When you feel in danger, get out of there.
Well, I think that he didn't. The guy was standing there because he didn't want to leave the spot where he was burying the body for fear he wouldn't be able to find it again.
Or he
finished burying
and was
it.
More than willing to add another body or two.
Exactly. Like if he left it, he was like, well, will I be able to find it again? I need to get this done before, you know, I go get another one.
Or like, know? I'm standing here because don't you mess with the body that I'm burying or you're next.
Good Lord, there is something, and I'm just teasing a little bit there, but there is something bizarre, a little bit, but there is something not right. And I know as kids, sometimes we can play off each other and get each other more worked up about things, but I don't know. You're right. There's something not, that doesn't sit right with me, that guy would just stand there and stare and not, you know, like, wave at him, yell at him to get out of there. You know, I don't know. Something.
It does feel like a slasher movie plot, though, doesn't it?
It does. It does feel more slasher movie than paranormal.
Yeah, young guys go out to creepy old abandoned farmhouse that might have burned down or maybe somebody died in it or whatever story. Yeah. So they go out because they've heard all these creepy things happen out there. And then they see somebody standing there who comes over with a chainsaw. Or some sort of horrific torture device. You know, it definitely sounds like that.
Yeah. It feels, like you said, it feels more slasher-esque to me. It kind of feels like he was a real guy, but that something wasn't right that was going on there.
Or maybe he's like some dude who lives nearby who loves to go out there and hide his car, park it somewhere, and walk over there and freak out people.
Well, there is that. I mean, there are people that just like to creep other people out.
Because you saw the two guys standing in the middle of the road in the weird masks.
Yeah, I've had, you know, clowns drive through the neighborhood, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, so maybe it's just somebody who's like, I wonder if anybody's going to be out there tonight. I think I'll go out and freak him out. And he did. Yeah.
And he did.
Huh. That's it. So it might not be somebody trying to murder you or a ghost. It's just like somebody who's like, this is so fun.
Yeah. I'll
like,
get
I
these
love
kids.
Doing this.
But it does, it oddly feels more, like you said, slasher, serial killer, at least a person that does not have anything good, you know. On their mind.
Yeah, just your random run-of-the-mill serial killer story.
Just, it does. It has that feel about it.
Here's the thing. So even if it was just some guy who really gets excited about going out and scaring people, you got that weird feeling because it would be scary to see somebody standing there staring at you. That's scary. That's scary shit.
It is. It's very scary.
So ooh. I would have gotten in the car and left myself. Hell yes. Yeah. Well, let's go to one more caller.
I have two stories for you. One happened to me and the other happened to my dad. I'm telling it for him. He passed away a few months ago. So I'll start with the one that happened to my dad. He, when he was a boy, was camping with his Boy Scout troop on a campground somewhere. I guess it had been known to be an old Civil War battlefield. And in the middle of the night, he had to get up and use the bathroom. So he walked over to a nearby creek. And as he went to use the bathroom, in the sunrise mist that was coming off of the stream that he was next to, he saw a man standing there, which wasn't that uncommon. It was a pretty high traffic area. But the man was dressed in what looked like Civil War attire, and he was missing a leg, and he was on crutches. And to this day, I know that he was very surprised to see something like that. The man also, as he described it, seemed to be floating a little bit, just was standing and staring, not saying anything, not doing anything, not really moving, just there. And he thinks that he saw a spirit on the same track as, you know, these haunted battleground areas. One of the houses I lived in while I was in college was also built on what was known as a pretty famous battleground in the Civil War. And I had all kinds of paranormal experiences in my room. Specifically, my air conditioning would be turned on and off. The lanterns that were hung on the ceiling of my room would start spinning around in little circles. And at one point, I kind of just started filming and trying to see if I could see anything. And one time I did, I saw this kind of white flash go across the screen of the camera that I was using to record. And as he seemed friendly enough, my belief is it was an older soldier, and so I didn't ever do anything about it. He didn't seem like he was doing anything too aggressive. So I just let him be. I hope you enjoy those stories. And I love the show. Keep up the good work.
That's interesting. And we've heard a lot of stories like that one.
Very similar.
In Pennsylvania.
I'm telling you, that place is just haunted AF.
And it's Pennsylvania with the Civil War soldiers.
Goodness gracious, that state, right? And not only is it haunted, but it has some of the creepiest stories too. When people tell them, I'm like, oh, it always gets me going. Okay, the one with the dad camping, you know, at first I thought, you know, he's a kid. Maybe there's a Civil War reenactment going on somewhere, right? You always have to throw that out. That, you know, or maybe there's guides or whatever. But number one, it would be weird that they would be on crutches. That's just, you know,
and
if you were.
I think he said he had one leg.
Yeah, you know, that's weird.
That is commitment to Civil War reenactment.
Yeah, that's commitment. That is definite commitment. That's like post, you know, battle thing. But the fact that he was floating and then just staring at him and not saying anything, like, these Civil War reenactors are friendly folks.
And they can't float.
They're nice people. And they don't float. And they usually smile and wave and say hi, especially to a Boy Scout. They're going to be kind, you know. And I think he would have said something to him. I don't think he would have intentionally just been standing there trying to creep this kid out. So I think he saw a spirit of a Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Soldier.
I do too.
I definitely do. Now, the second one where there just seemed to be activity there, right?
Well,
in the house.
There was activity, but then didn't she say something about she kind of saw like
a white flash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because at the end, she said something like it being, what did she say? Let me go towards the end.
One time I did, I saw this kind of white flash go across the screen of the camera that I was using to record. And as he seemed friendly enough, my belief is it was an older soldier. And
so she saw the flash and she believes it was a soldier.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so
you know
she
what?
Didn't see a soldier.
I think that I always have to defer to the feelings of the person who was there.
Well, yeah, and to see a white flash, especially when you got like lights spinning and shit going down.
Like, I mean, because I would say, well, what made you think it was a soldier? Couldn't it have been like somebody else, like, you know, one of the maids at the house or whatever? I mean, you would think there could be a, but her feeling was this. Mm-hmm. And that's very specific. And that makes me think she's right.
Yes.
You know, I think you listen to your gut in something like this. And she said, I thought it was this. And you know what? I have to say, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with you on that because you were there. You know what it felt like that night and the vibe this thing gave off. I'm with you. I think we just have to trust each other and trust our feelings.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that both her and her dad had such similar experiences. Mm-hmm. But I'm not surprised they live in Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would really love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, get those advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.